Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news on Monday, the 16th of November. Cold rain falling around the area. We're currently at 48 degrees, and we have so far picked up 17 hundredths of an inch of rain. Now, the National Weather Service office in Paducah, Kentucky, has issued a flash flood watch for all of southern Illinois from late tonight through Wednesday morning. A large-scale storm system will bring a very wet weather forecast today through Wednesday. Rain chances gradually increase throughout the day today. And by late tonight, heavy rain sets in and continues off and on through Wednesday morning. Forecast rainfall amounts will range from around 3 inches along and just west of the Wabash River and lower Ohio rivers to as much as 4 to 5 inches further west into southwestern Illinois. Locally heavier amounts are certainly possible. These accumulations over several days may overwhelm local storm drains and gutters, especially if they have not been cleared of falling leaves and otherwise built-up debris. After the first rains set in and ground slowly begin to saturate, additional heavy rains coming especially tomorrow night may result in rapid runoff and flash flooding could occur. But again, so far we've picked up 17 hundredths of an inch of rain at the studios of WFIW, and it's continuing to rain. You can expect that rainfall to get heavier throughout the day. WFIW News, time 12:16.
Invite the beauty of the holidays into your home with a trip to Stein's Flowers and Gifts on 1st Street in Carmine. You'll find a huge selection of Thanksgiving and Christmas decorations to choose from, including fresh floral and silk arrangements and wreaths. Stein's Flowers also has a new selection of candles to choose from with all the wonderful holiday scents. The beauty of the holidays is waiting for you at Stein's Flowers and Gifts on 1st Street in Carmine. Call 382-4624.
Like Fairfield Memorial Hospital on Facebook today. You'll find helpful information on health and wellness. Our page promotes health in all aspects of our lives and allows for better success at achieving optimal health. See links for tips on physical fitness, proper nutrition, and health care. Plus, stay informed of our upcoming wellness events along with emergency preparedness communications. Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Facebook page, your go-to source for health and wellness information.
Prices are falling in every department this month at Kincaid. Save $9 on heavy-duty Nordic Ware Bundt Cake Pans and pay only $19.99. 21-inch bow saws, $5.99. 11-ounce High Energy Soot, just 89 cents. And get a $5 gift card every time you buy any Under Armour shirt or jacket at Kincaid's. Plus, see new concealed gun carry handbags, new bicycle parts, accessories, and helmet section, and new juice, sauce, and spiralizer KitchenAid stand mixer accessories, too, at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
59-year-old George T. Costas of 405 Southwest 3rd Street in Fairfield called city police Sunday afternoon and told them he believed there was a warrant for his arrest. Police confirmed there was indeed a warrant and took him into custody on a charge of unlawful possession or delivery of a controlled substance. He was lodged in the Wayne County Jail on a local warrant pending the posting of $5,000 cash bond. Christy R. Buchanan, 22, of Seabury, Kentucky, was arrested Sunday by Carmine City Police on warrants out of White and Jefferson counties and new charges of possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Carmine City Police report Buchanan attempted to dispose of a meth pipe in the back seat of a patrol car. 32-year-old David I. Diamond of Fairfield was arrested Saturday night on charges of domestic battery and disorderly conduct. Fairfield City Police were called to the home of 23-year-old Victoria D. Napier of 516 Northwest 6th a little before midnight Saturday on a report of a disturbance. When officers arrived, they were told that Napier's brother-in-law, David Diamond, had entered her home and hit her in the face and on the head with his fists. She did not require medical attention. 47-year-old William D. Bowles was cited for driving with no insurance Sunday afternoon after he allegedly drove his Chevy Blazer into the front porch of his brother John Bowles' home on Southwest 6th Street in Fairfield. John and his wife Drina Bowles were home at the time of the incident but escaped injury. Both have, police have forwarded information about the incident to the state's attorney for the possible filing of charges. Juanita O. Culp, 28, of Carmine, was arrested Friday afternoon on a White County warrant charging her with violating an active order of protection. Bond in that case, $500 cash. Joseph P. Motel, 36, of Oak Street in Carmi, was arrested Friday on a charge of driving with no valid license. Motel was cited following a traffic stop in the 1300 block of Oak Street in Carmi. In other news this afternoon, the semi-annual Clements Elizabeth Cox Scholarship has been awarded to Barbara Fell and Leslie Wilson of Fairfield for the 2015 spring semester. The $500 scholarships are awarded during the fall and spring to second-level nursing students at Frontier Community College. Both recipients will complete the associate degree in nursing in May of next year. Clements Elizabeth Cox was well-known in the Fairfield community. She and her husband, Jim Cox, operated the Western Auto Store in Fairfield for many years and were the builders and first operators of the Uptown Motel. At one time, she also ran a retail baby shop. Mrs. Cox was a member of the Fairfield First Christian Church and was involved with a number of clubs, including the Younger Women's Club, Fairfield Women's Club, Fairfield Beautification Committee, the Garden Club, and the Hospital Auxiliary. She was a 33 graduate of Fairfield High School. Now, the Memorial Scholarship has been established by Jerry Cox of Mill Shoals, the son of John and Clemens Cox. Jerry is a retired salesman for Airtex Product, is a graduate of Southern Illinois University, and is a Vietnam War veteran. Grateful for the care that both his parents receive in the hospital and nursing home, and knowing the care nurses give to VA patients, Jerry thought it was only fitting to award the scholarships to nursing students. WFIW News, time 12:21.
It's time for Sealy Savings at Hubinger's Furniture Company, so that makes it a perfect time to upgrade your sleep. For a limited time, buy an Optimum Series mattress set and get the king size for the queen price, or the queen for the full price. Also, you can now save $200 at Hubinger's on one of the finest crafted mattresses in the USA, the Stearns & Foster Series. These are all great savings to help you get a better night's sleep, and it's only at Hubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive, Highway 50 East, Flora.
Mosaic Tile Backsplash Kits cover a 15-square-foot kitchen backsplash in about 2 hours from Southern Illinois Lumber Company. The mosaic is a blend of green or brown, white, and metal accents. Kits include peel-and-stick backing, 3 bags of ready-mix grout and installation tools for just $359.99. If your area is larger than 15 square feet, Silco has add-on packs of 5 additional square feet for only $159.99. They make it easy to create a work of art with glass mosaic tile kits from Southern Illinois Lumber Company in Fairfield and Wayne City.
Gasoline prices in Fairfield have finally dipped below $2 per gallon. Early this morning, the price of unleaded self-serve gas in Fairfield was $1.96 a gallon. On the west side of the state, gas prices are even lower. In the Washington County community of Oakville, gas prices have dropped to $1.79 a gallon. It'll be interesting to see if prices remain low as the Thanksgiving holiday travel period approaches. The Sisney FFA recently received a $600 donation from Smithfield Hog Production Division. Accepting the donation from Smithfield Management Systems Auditor Rob Nykirk were Sisney FFA President Carter Walker and Vice President Janae Barnfield. The donation will be used to help sponsor upcoming FFA activities for the chapter's 80 members. Frontier Community College's Bobcat Den open house has been postponed because of a delay in the delivery of flooring materials. Originally scheduled for the 23rd of this month, the open house has been pushed back to Wednesday, December the 16th. The public is invited to attend the open house and tour the facility from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 4 to 7 p.m. The Bobcat Den will offer a cardio room, weight room, and racquetball court, a classroom, and student lounge. Frontier Perks, a student-run coffee shop, will be operated out of the Bobcat Den as well. There will be a one-week free trial period from January 4th through the 8th. During that week, the community can use the fitness center equipment and racquetball court Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. A free aerobics class will be offered January 5th at 6 p.m. with instructor Luke Harrell. The minimum age for the Bobcat Den membership or class enrollment is a freshman in high school. The grand opening is January 11th with the start of the 2016 spring semester. Memberships will be available on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. Organized classes will include physical fitness, weight training, aerobics, yoga, chair yoga, karate, and self-defense for women. The Bobcat Den, formerly the Fairfield Fitness Center, was purchased by the Frontier Community College Foundation. Renovations have been taking place since January of this year. Frontier Community College is hosting a program showcase this Wednesday to highlight the career and technical programs and associate transfer degrees. The event is open to high school juniors and seniors as well as adults throughout the community. The annual program showcase gives individuals a look at college and encourages them to start thinking about choosing a college and career path and to apply early for financial aid. Guests need to be there by 9 o'clock in the morning at the Workforce Development Center, where they will be welcomed by Assistant Dean of Students, Jan Wiles. Individuals will break into small groups and rotate between short presentations from college staff. Presentation topics will include careers, financial aid, and making the most of the college experience. Groups will continue rotating to meet the program instructors with an opportunity to tour the technical labs. Program presentations will include healthcare, electrical distribution systems, information systems support, graphics design, sports management, and transfer. For more information, call the college. Illinois' new medical marijuana shop sold nearly $211,000 worth of cannabis in the first week, with less than a quarter of eligible patients actually buying so far. The state's first regulated marijuana dispensaries opened for business last week. Regionally, a medical marijuana dispensary is located down in Marion. A medical marijuana cultivation facility is headquartered in Albion. Program Director Joseph Wright said this past week the dispensary served about 806 customers. They bought about 460 ounces of marijuana, or about a half an ounce per person on average. A statewide digital tracking system is in place to monitor sales. The first week dispensary sales figures include the price per ounce on average was about $450, or about $16 per gram. Marijuana wholesalers pay a 7% tax to the state. Wright says wholesale sales figures are not yet available. Well, speaking of farming, the Sisney FFA agricultural sales team of Misty Gill, Janae Barnfield, Carter Walker, and Seth Mays took first place at the Section 23 competition held last week at Wabash Valley College in Mount Carmel. Team also led in overall individual recognition, with Barnfield second, Walker third, Gill fourth, and Mays sixth overall. Eight area schools competed in the event that included sales presentations, team activity, and a written test. A new law will require Illinois schools to develop more measured discipline policies beginning next school year. The bill, signed into law this summer by the governor, requires schools to end zero-tolerance policies, limit out-of-school suspensions, address bullying, and create a parent-teacher advisory board on school discipline. The law also requires that sending students to an alternative school should be a last resort. The National School Boards Association says out-of-school suspensions can be bad for students because they remove them from a learning environment and often results in them being totally unsupervised. Time now to check the latest price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem at the noon hour. December crude oil on the mercantile is up 39 cents a barrel, trading at $41.13 per barrel. Local refineries dropped their offering today $1 a barrel. Today they're paying $33.75 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. Time now to check the latest stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. At the noon hour, the Dow is up 94 points at 17,339. The NASDAQ's up 3 at 4,931. In local and area death, 74-year-old former Fairfield resident Thelma Ruth Wilson of Toledo, Illinois, died at 11:06 Saturday morning at St. Anthony's Hospital in Effingham. She'd been a CNA. Survivors include her husband John Wilson of Toledo, a daughter Peggy, and husband Gene Waters of Casey, Illinois, sons Charles Leon and wife Janie Lemons of Toledo, and Alan Lemons of Flora, brothers Charles Holmes of Jacksonville, Florida, Seth Holmes of Fairfield, 9 grandchildren and 23 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Thelma Ruth Wilson will be 2 o'clock Wednesday afternoon at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Pleasant Grove Cemetery near Jeff. Visitation will be 1 p.m. till the time of service Wednesday at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the family. Brian Hartford, 51, of McLeansboro, died at 1:35 Sunday afternoon in the emergency room at SSM Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. Funeral services for Brian Hartford are pending at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 1229.
Find carpet types that fit your life for less at Haas Interiors. For a limited time, select grades of Mohawk carpets are on sale at Haas Interiors. Choose from wear-dated, smart strand silk, Simply Berber, and many more in all the latest colors. Plus, while supplies last, Timeless Design Wicker 8mm Laminate Flooring is only $1.59 a square foot, and Luxury Vinyl Plank Flooring in Barnwood is on sale, too, at Haas Interiors, West Main Street in Fairfield. Make the right move and call your professional Pekin Insurance Agency, Harris Insurance Agency, about a preferred whole life insurance policy that offers affordable, lifelong, worry-free insurance protection. It also provides living benefits for you in the form of cash values that are guaranteed and easily accessible. Safeguard your family's future if you happen to die prematurely. Call your Pekin Insurance Agency, Harris Insurance, at 842-4788 about preferred whole life insurance. Going beyond the expected for your life insurance needs.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. We do have a flash flood advisory in effect, actually a flash flood watch and advisory through Wednesday morning. Otherwise, a 90% chance of rain today, high 56. Good luck with that. 100% chance of rain tonight, low 50. 90% chance of rain Tuesday, 67. 100% chance of rain Tuesday night, 56. And a 50% chance of rain Wednesday morning, high of 61. Sunshine returns Thursday and Friday with a high of 56 Thursday, 52 Friday. 68 our high yesterday, 46 the low this morning. We picked up 17 hundredths of an inch of rain, and with rain falling around the area at 12:31 this afternoon, it's 48. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.